Just as the ECLS data answered questions about parenting that went well beyond the black-white test gap, the California names data tell a lot of stories in addition to the one about distinctively black names. Broadly speaking, the data tell us how parents see themselves, and more significantly, what kind of expectations they have for their children. Here's a question to begin with. Where does a name come from anyway? Not that is the actual source of the name. That much is usually obvious. There's the Bible. There's the huge cluster of traditional English and Germanic and Italian and French names. There are princess names and hippie names, nostalgic names, and place names. Increasingly, there are brand names, Lexus, Armani, Bacardi, Timberland, and what might be called aspirational names. The California data show 8 Harvards born during the 1990s, all of them black, 15 Yales, all white, and 18 Princetons, all black. There were no doctors, but 3 lawyers, all black, 9 judges, 8 of them white, 3 senators, all white, and 2 presidents, both black. Then there are the invented names. Roland G. Fryer Jr., while discussing his name's research on a radio show, took a call from a black woman who was upset with the name just given to her baby niece. It was pronounced Shateed, but was in fact spelled Shithead. Or consider the twin boys, Orange Jello and Lemon Jello, also black, whose parents further dignify their choice by instituting this pronunciation, Arangelo and Lemangelo. Arangelo, Lemangelo, and Shateed have yet to catch on among the masses, but other names do. How does a name migrate through the population, and why? Is it purely a matter of zeitgeist, or is there a more sensible explanation? We all know that names rise and fall and rise. Witness the return of Sophie and Max from near extinction. But is there a discernible pattern to these movements? The answer lies in the California data, and the answer is yes. Among the most interesting revelations in the data is the correlation between a baby's name and the parent's socioeconomic status. Consider the most common female names found in middle-income white households versus low-income white households. These and other lists to follow include data from the 1990s alone to ensure a large sample that is also current. So here are the most common middle-income white girl names: Sarah, Emily, Jessica, Lauren, Ashley, Amanda, Megan, Samantha, Hannah, Rachel, Nicole, Taylor, Elizabeth, Catherine, Madison, Jennifer, Alexandra, Brittany, Danielle, and Rebecca. And now, the most common low-income white girl names: Ashley, Jessica, Amanda, Samantha, Brittany, Sarah, Kayla, Amber, Megan, Taylor, Emily, Nicole, Elizabeth, Heather, Alyssa, Stephanie, Jennifer, Hannah, Courtney, and Rebecca. There is considerable overlap between the two lists, to be sure, but keep in mind that these are the most common names of all, and consider the size of the data set. The difference between consecutive positions on these lists may represent several hundred or even several thousand children. So if Brittany is number 5 on the low-income list and number 18 on the middle-income list, you can be assured that Brittany is a decidedly low-end name. Other examples are even more pronounced. 5 names in each category don't appear at all in the other category's top 20. Here now are the top 5 names among high-end and low-end families in order of their relative disparity with the other category. So, the 5 most common high-end white girl names: Alexandra, Lauren, Catherine, Madison, and Rachel. And the 5 common low-end white girl names: Amber, Heather, Kayla, Stephanie, and Alyssa. And now for the boys, the most common high-end white boy names: Benjamin, Samuel, Jonathan, Alexander, Andrew. And the most common low-end white boy names: Cody, Brandon, Anthony, Justin, and Robert. Considering the relationship between income and names, and given the fact that income and education are strongly correlated, it isn't surprising to find a similarly strong link between the parents' level of education and the name they give their baby. Once again drawing from the pool of most common names among white children, here are the top picks of highly educated parents versus those with the least education. So, the most common white girl names among high education parents: Catherine, Emma, Alexandra, Julia, and Rachel. And the most common white girl names among low education parents: Kayla, Amber, Heather, Brittany, and Brianna. Now, the most common white boy names among high education parents: Benjamin, Samuel, Alexander, John, and William. And the most common white boy names among low education parents: Cody, Travis, Brandon, Justin, and Tyler. This effect is even more pronounced when the sample is widened beyond the most common names. Now, drawing from the entire California database, here are the names that signify the most poorly educated white parents. Now, here are the 20 white girl names that best signify low education parents. If you hear a name twice, that means there's more than one spelling: Angel, Heaven, Misty, Destiny, Brenda, Tabitha, spelled T-A-B-A-T-H-A, Bobby, Brandy, Destiny, Cindy, Jasmine, Cheyenne, Brittany with one T, Mercedes, Tiffany, ending in I-E, Ashley, ending L-Y, Tanya, Crystal, Brandy, and Brandy. If you or someone you love is named Cindy or Brenda and is over, say, 40, and feels that those names did not formally connote a low education family, you're right. These names, like many others, have shifted hard and fast of late. Some of the other low education names are obvious misspellings, whether intentional or not, of more standard names. In most cases, the standard spellings of the names, Tabitha or Cheyenne, Tiffany, Brittany, or Jasmine, also signify low education. Now, here's a list of low education white boy names. It includes the occasional misspelling, Michael spelled M-I-C-H-E-A-L and Tyler spelled T-Y-L-O-R, but more common is the nickname as proper name trend. So now, the 20 white boy names that best signify low education parents: Ricky, Joey, Jesse, Jimmy, Billy, Bobby, Johnny, Larry, Edgar, Steve, Tommy, Tony, misspelled Michael, Ronnie, Randy, Jerry, misspelled Tyler, Terry, Danny, and Harley. Now for the names that signify the highest level of parental education. These names don't have much in common, phonetically or aesthetically, with the low education names. The girls' names are in most regards diverse, though with a fair share of literary and otherwise artful touches. A caution to prospective parents who are shopping for a so-called smart name: remember that such a name won't make your child smart. It will, however, give her the same name as some other smart kids, at least for a little while. So now, the 20 white girl names that best signify high education parents: Lucien, Marie Claire, Glynis, Adair, Mayura, Beatrix, Clementine, Philippa, Aviva, Flannery, Rotem, Una, Atara, Lyndon, Waverly, Zofia, Pascal, Eleonora, Elika, and Nika. Now for the boys' names that are turning up these days in high education households. This list is particularly heavy on the Hebrew, with a noticeable trend toward Irish traditionalism. Now, the 20 white boy names that best signify high education parents: Dove, Akiva, Sander, Yannick, Sasha, Guillaume, Elon, Ansel, Yona, Tor, Finnegan, McGregor, Florian, Zev, Beckett, Kia, Ashkan, Harper, Sumner, and Calder. If many names on these lists were unfamiliar to you, don't feel bad. Even boys' names, which have always been scarcer than girls, have been proliferating wildly. This means that even the most popular names today are less popular than they used to be. Consider the 10 most popular names given to black, baby boys in California in 1990 and then in 2000. The top 10 in 1990 includes 3,375 babies, or more than 18% of those born that year, while the top 10 in 2000 includes only 2,115 babies, or more than 14% of those born that year. So, here are the most popular black baby boy names, first in 1990. Michael, Christopher, Anthony, Brandon, James, Joshua, Robert, David, Kevin, and Justin. And now, the most popular names among black baby boys in the year 2000. Isaiah, Jordan, Elijah, Michael, Joshua, Anthony, Christopher, Jalen, Brandon, and Justin. The most popular name in 1990, Michael, was received by 532 babies that year. The most popular name in 2000, Isaiah, was received by only 308 babies.